Can your sports team decide which drink you have tonight? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Neusha Jones, assistant professor of marketing at the College of Business and Economics at Boise State University, answers this question.
Imagine your favorite football team just faced a tough defeat. It's not just the game that's lost. Our choices in the aftermath tell an intriguing story about psychology and consumerism. Our research, set against the fervent backdrop of the 2021 college football season, delved into liquor sales in a community where football isn't just a game, it's a way of life. We analyzed sales data for a variety of liquor brands. The results? Quite eye-opening. Following a team loss, sales of brands perceived as more masculine, those embodying boldness and adventure, saw a significant spike. This suggests that in the shadow of defeat, there is a collective reach for symbols of toughness, perhaps as a way to counterbalance this single loss. The implications of this study extend far beyond the liquor aisle. It prompts us to consider how shared experiences, be they in sports, politics, or cultural shifts, influence our decisions in ways we might not consciously realize. It's a window into how societal norms and psychology intertwine, shaping our actions in the everyday. So the next time your team faces a setback and you find yourself reaching for a particular brand of drink, remember, it might be more than just taste guiding your hand. It's a fascinating glimpse into the human psyche and how we navigate the highs and lows of life.
That was Neusha Jones of Boise State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.